down to the ground.
Well, howdy, everybody, and a great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and all the rest of the gang here at the Lucky U to you. With the weather we've been having out here in soggy California, it's a wonder there's any ranch left, but naturally the Lucky U was lucky, so we didn't get hurt too bad. Just the same, I will say we've had everything in the last week but a Texas tornado, and if everybody's ready, we're going to whip up one of those right now.
She's a Texas tornado, and she come from Laredo, and she never could be true. She's as cute as a daisy, and she's driving me crazy, and I don't know what to do.
All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snapped her fingers and they dropped to their knees.
Though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado, and she wants to be alone. Until the right man comes along.
All the boys hang around her just like the honeybees, but she just snaps her fingers and they drop to their knees.
Though they try to persuade her, she's a Texas tornado, and she wants to be alone until the right man comes along.
Well, thank you very much, folks.
Hey, Lloyd.
Yeah, Shug?
You know what I was thinking the other day?
Shug, I didn't know you could think.
Now, that's harder than I'd slam a door. I have my moment.
Well, what were you thinking about, Shug?
I was thinking that since I've become such a fan of them there Planters peanuts and that I practically live on them, I thought maybe I'd better swap jobs with George Putnam today and I can tell him all...
Hey, just a minute there, Shug. I'm a fan of Planters peanuts, too, you know. And I'm not swapping my job with anybody.
Well, I just thought I'd mention it. You don't have to get on the air about it.
No, sir, Shug, not when I can tell folks who can't eat steak as often as they'd like to that they don't have to go without their proteins. Yes, sir, peanuts are one of nature's richest protein foods. You know, that's why it's a good idea to get the peanut-eating habit, the Planters peanut habit. Why, they're the very best peanuts that money can buy, and they only cost a nickel. As Uncle Lou says, everybody knows that the picture of Mr. Peanut, Planter's famous trademark, on a bag means that the peanuts inside are just extra good. Why, they're the biggest, plumpest peanuts in the crop. They're roasted and toasted in the special Planter's way. So, for the biggest bargain in good eating that a nickel ever bought, pick up several packs of Planter's salted peanuts today. At school or on the job, at home or on the go, remember... Planters is the word for good peanuts, good peanut butter, and good peanut oil.
Thank you. tune was really made for Frankie Tex Messina and his accordion. And if you didn't happen to know, it was How High the Moon.
Oh, never mind how high the moon is. That ain't the important thing right now. Did you know we got our lucky telephone in?
Well, of course I know it. We were all right here when the man hooked it up and turned it on.
Well, then what are we all standing around like a bunch of ninnies for? Why don't somebody call somebody up?
Well, Shug, I don't guess anybody's had any reason to yet.
Oh, that's silly. That's just like saying you got planters with peanuts and nobody to eat them.
Oh, well, if you're in such a sweat, why don't you call somebody?
Well, now, George, I got spirit if nobody else has.
Well, who are you going to call, Shug?
Now, don't go acting like I ain't got friends, bud. I got plenty of people to call. I'll call Beauty up. No, she told me not to speak to her. I'll call Betty Taylor down to the schoolhouse. No, school's out for lunch now.
Besides, she'll be here in a minute, Chug.
Well, if one of you guys would quit being so dad blame lazy and go somewhere, then I could call you up.
Nobody's leaving now, Chug.
Well, let's see. I could call Bob Nolan and ask him what he thinks I'll make of my song that's being published. Well, but the last time I asked him about a song of mine, he said he had to rewrite it 3 times before it was good enough to throw away.
Shug, why don't you wait until you have a reason to call somebody?
No, sir, bud. We've been waiting a long time for this lucky you phone, and I'm going to use it. Hey, maybe I'll call my cousin back in Washington at the White House.
What?
You've got a cousin in the White House?
You bet your boot.
What's his name, Shug?
Well, I can't actually say, but with all the cousins I got and all the people they've got in Washington in the different bureaus, there must be one of them working back there someplace.
Shug, if you don't mind, I don't think I'll believe that.
Ken, you're just being too easy with him. It's just a plain lie, that's all.
You hurt me, Lloyd.
Well, that's the truth.
Prove everything I ever... You think... Why, I never brag, but my temperament's frightening. I'm just a little bit wild.
Don't you listen, Lloyd.
I cut my teeth on a hunk of chain lightning while Mother Nature's problem child.
It's a lie.
It's the truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall man fitter and a first prize winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
It's a... Oh, Hogwaller. Now, I fought my way through the Indian country. I made 7 bull stands.
Don't you listen to him.
I grabbed a limb from a sycamore sapling and I played tag with Geronimo's band.
It's a lie.
Oh, help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall nail spinner and a first prize winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
It's old Kenter. Now I led the troops into Bunker Hill Battle and a charge of the Light Brigade.
Don't you listen to him.
They shot my horse, but it took my saddle and I finished on the back of a renegade.
It's a lie.
It's a truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall tale spinner and a first prize winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
There's who?
Says we.
It's a truth.
There's who?
There's me.
It's a lie.
Oh, hen's teeth. Now, I'm just as tough as an old leather boot and ain't scared of nothing at all.
Don't you listen to him.
I whipped a half a dozen red skin Indians and they were all over 8 foot tall.
It's a lie.
It's a truth, so help me.
It's a lie.
It's a fact, says I.
He's a tall nail spinner and a first prize winner, and the thing he does best is lie.
Says who?
Says me.
It's the truth.
Says who?
Says me.
It's a lie.
It's a lie. Well, I never told a lie. You think I'm a stretching the truth for that? Boy, I'm a shit. You... Okay, it's a lie.
Well, okay, Shug, I guess that'll take care of the lying department for quite a while. But to get to something that's a little bit more inspiring and in the Western spirit, let's see if we... Do we have a Goldie letter for today, Ken?
You bet we have, Lloyd, and it's a fine one, too. One of the kind that makes us feel that the Lucky You Ranch would be well worthwhile if we never sang another note, just because we let folks know how full of goodness and kindness the world is by reading these letters. The one today comes from away up in Battleground, Washington. I'll read it for everybody. It says, Dear Sons of the Pioneers, I've been an eager listener to your various Western programs on the radio for several years. I'm a great fan of Western music, and the Sons of the Pioneers are my favorite Western artists. God bless you for the wonderful work you're now doing in giving away land on your big Lucky You Ranch. There's one family in particular I would like to mention for your gold deed. These people are Mr. and Mrs. Wyman Kent, Hayes Stour Root, Box 24, Woodland, Washington. They're always ready to lend a helping hand to anyone who might need it. They took me into their home, a total stranger, when I had no place to go. They made me feel at home. One time while I was there, a family who lived several miles away, people they hardly knew, burned out, losing all they had. Some neighbors of this poor family stopped in at the Kents for a donation, and when they left, they had a whole truckload of foodstuffs, bedding, and clothes from the Kents. They've done things like that repeatedly. These people are very poor, and it's no wonder. They would go hungry and homeless, I do believe, if by doing so they could feed and shelter some other poor, unfortunate soul. I could go on here all day telling about the good deeds this man and his wife have done, but I think I have said enough. Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Although the letter is signed, we won't mention the writer's name because he asked us not to use it.
Well, thank you, Ken. The Kents certainly do merit a gold deed for their many good deeds, and it'll be on its way just as soon as it's recorded. Now, we'd all like to send along, especially for them, a song salute. It's Gold Star Mother with Silvery Hair.
There's a gold star mother with silvery hair, kneeling alone by an old rocking chair. There's a gold star mother who's breathing a prayer to a little white cross on a hill over there. She knows what it means to give and to give. She gave all she had that we all might live in a world from harm and from care. That gold star mother with silvery hair. She knows what it means to give and to give. She gave all she had that we all might live in a world of freedom from harm and from care. That gold star mother with silvery.
Folks, you know, every day the fellas from the armed services drift by and sit on the Lucky You fence. So we'd like to have you meet some of them right now. A couple of them sitting right over here that I'd like to get down and talk to for just a minute. Here's a young man. Excuse me for stepping on your feet. Sorry. Young man from the Navy. What's your name?
Ron Wright.
Ron Wright. Where are you from, Ron?
I'm from Manhattan Beach, California.
Well, right here in California. Well, then you're not too far away from home. Are you stationed around here somewhere?
No, I'm stationed in Washington, D.C.
In Washington, D.C. Out here on the furlough?
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Having a good time?
Yeah, pretty good time.
That's great. Sure nice to have you stop by and see us. Thank you very much. Here's another young man from the Navy right over here. What's your name?
William Patton.
William Patton. Where are you from, William?
San Diego.
San Diego, is that your home, or?
That's my home.
I see. Well, then you're not, are you on furlough, or?
Yes, I'm on furlough.
Oh, that's fine. Having a good time, I hope.
Oh, yes.
Good, good deal. Here's a young man over here from the Marines that I'd like to speak to. No, I beg your pardon. I'm sorry. He's not from the Marines. What is your name?
McCoy, Harry McCoy.
Harry McCoy, and you're from the Air Corps, after all, aren't
no,
you?
No, I'm from the Navy.
From the Navy? Well, do you know what? They've changed uniforms around so much since I was in that I've forgotten what they look like.
Well, I get called a Marine every day.
So. You do? Well, I hope you're not too insulted by me doing that.
I'm used to it now.
Where's your home?
Right out here at Placentia, California, near Santa Ana.
I see. And are you on leave now?
No, I'm on duty right now.
I see you're on duty. Well, I notice that you have a lot of decorations here, and we're certainly proud of you. I see those stars on there. I know what they stand for. Thanks an awful lot for coming down to see us, and we hope that you'll have a good time while you're around.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you fellas.
And you know what? I'd like to give him a great big song. Well, anyway, a song as big as I can make it.
Betty, I know that will please everybody. Gosh, I didn't even know you were here yet.
Well, don't worry. When the corral fence is filled with good-looking boys in uniform, I'll be there.
I don't know what Tommy will have to say about that, but we'll worry about it later. Sing, Betty.
Tonight of my blue eyes, who is sailing far over the sea? Oh, I'm thinking tonight of him only, and I wonder if he thinks of me. Quiet moon up above, shining down on my love. Tell him I'll wait till he comes home to stay. Oh, I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes. Thinks of me. Quiet moon up above, shining down on my love. Tell him I'll wait till he comes home to stay. Of me tonight.
Well, that's fine, Betty. I've heard of lots of pretty blue things. The blue sky on the rolling range, over the rolling range, that is. The blue cornflowers blooming around the ranch house. The kind of blue mist that comes over the desert at dusk, but I've never heard anything prettier than that Blue Eyes song that you just sang.
Why, thank you, Lloyd. That's a real pretty compliment.
But you wish Tommy had said it.
Well,
say, Betty, I'm glad you're here.
Well, why, Lloyd? What happened?
Well, we've been talking about the old days of the West and some of the good old rawhide tunes that we remembered one, and we haven't done it in a long time.
You know I'd love to hear it.
All right, Betty, it's a song about the cowboys. A kind of a song that they would sing when they were driving those big herds across Texas. It's called Whoopie Tie-I-O.
As I was out walking one morning for pleasure, I spied a cowpuncher riding alone. His hat was thrown back and his spurs were a-jingling, and as he approached, he was singing this song. Whoopie Tie-I-O, get along, you little dogies, it's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie Tie-I-O, get along, you little dogies, you know that Wyoming will be your new home.
It's early in the spring when we round up the dogies. We mark 'em and brand 'em and bob off their tails.
Round up the horses, load up the chuck wagon, then throw the doggies out on the long trail.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
Your mother was raised way down in Texas, where the jimson weed and the sambers grow. We'll fill you up on prickly pear cholla until you are ready for Idaho.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new
for Uncle Sam's engines. It's beep, 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 I hear them cry. Get along, get along, get along, you little doggies. Next week this time you're gonna boil and fry.
Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Whoopie-tie-i-o, get along, you little doggies. You know that Wyoming will be your new home.
See the cattle going down the trail right now. Thanks, boys. I guess those fine songs will keep the old West living forever.
Well, we hope so, Betty. And there's another song that I believe will live forever. It's not what you'd call a cowboy song, but we've had an awful lot of requests for it, so Ken has learned it, and he's going to sing it for all the folks that have asked for it. Here he is, Ken Curtis, singing the September song.
And the days grow short when they reach September, and the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. November, golden days I'd spend with you. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. With you.
beautiful, Tom. Oh, say, it's about time I left to get back to the schoolhouse. Oh, and Hugh, isn't it about time for your thought for the day? I never like to leave without hearing that.
Well, all right, Miss Betty. Today's thought was sent in by Miss Lynn Evans, who lives in Hollywood, California. And she listens to our Lucky You program every chance she gets and likes it very much. This motto she's had for some time, and she wanted us to share this thought with her. And this is it. It's good to have money and things money can buy. But it's good, too, to check up once in a while and make sure you haven't lost the things that money can't buy.
There are a lot of great things that money can't buy, and we should cherish them a lot more than we do. Well, pioneers, let's whip into a chorus or two of a fast tune and see where we'll wind up by the time the sun goes down again.
When the sun goes down again, I'm gonna be where I belong. I'll be coming around the bend, and in my heart there'll be a song. It won't take long to forget that I ever wanted to roam. And unless I miss my guess, I'm gonna learn each word of home sweet home. When I hear my old donkey bayin', I'll be at my journey's end. I can hear the old folks a-saying, welcome home, our long-lost friend. I'll throw away my walking shoes, I never want them on again. I'm gonna lay my head on a feather bed when the sun goes down again.
I hear a whippoorwill crying, the sun is sinking to rest. And I sit all alone crying, longing for the home I left way out in the west. I'll never learn to be a roamer, no matter how I try. And when the next train leaves this town, I'm gonna tell you all goodbye.
Folks, by now I don't guess I have to tell you that tune, Tumblin' Tumbleweeds, means it's time for us to put away the music, saddle up, and get back to that business of ranching again. But we'll be here at the Lucky You waiting for you tomorrow, and we certainly hope you'll be sure to join us then. Don't forget tomorrow, same time, same place. You've got a date with the Sons of the Pioneers, Miss Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and all the rest of us here on the Lucky You. So until then, this is George Putnam saying, so long for now. This program is for you, Lucky You. Until tomorrow, be lucky, you.
I'll keep rolling along.
America's Sold on ABC, American Broadcasting Company.
1 o'clock at KECA, AM and FM, Los Angeles.